Welcome to Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Nun Dalet, Chapter 54. No longer concerned with the nations of the world and their perspective, the Navi speaks directly to the Jewish people and Jerusalem, describing the joy of their redemption and his everlasting love for them. Rani Akara Lo Yalada, sing out, barren one who never gave birth. Pitzchi Rina Vitzahali Lo Chala. Break into glad song and be jubilant, you who were not sick. Because the children of the desolate will outnumber the children of the inhabited one, says Hashem. Jerusalem is here compared to a barren woman because she has been without her children for so long. But the time will come when her inhabitants will outnumber the inhabitants of the great cities in which her children have been in exile. Enlarge the site of your tent, extend the curtains of your dwelling. Al tachsochi, do not hold back. Lengthen the ropes and drive the pegs firm. Hashem tells Jerusalem to make all the preparations and get herself ready for the return of her people. Ki amin usmol tifrotzi, because for you shall spread out to the right and to the left. Zareich goyim yirash, your offspring will dispossess other nations. Va'arim misham mos yoshivu, and they will inhabit desolate cities. The nation will overflow, and therefore the borders will have to expand. Verse 4 enumerates emotional benefits of the redemption, several kinds of embarrassment that we have suffered in exile that we will no more. Al tiri ki lo sevoshi, fear not because you will not be shamed. Al tikami ki lo sachpiri, do not cringe because you will not be disgraced. Although we do pray for the return of the temple, neither temple period was one of complete redemption. Except for a very short time during the first temple, there was no absolute peace. There were oppressive nations that tried to occupy the land and were sometimes successful. Hashem tells us here that this time, with the building of the third temple, it will be different. Once the land becomes yours again, this will be it. You will not have to worry about once again being embarrassed in defeat. Kivoshes alumayach tishkachi. You will forget the shame of your youth. Another element of embarrassment was that of shame. You will no longer feel the embarrassment brought upon by your servitude that was caused by your sins. V'cherpas al munosayech lo tizkeri od. And one final kind of shame, widowhood, which the commentary explain as a lack of political sovereignty, of not having their own ruler. And therefore, no one to defend her as would a husband, and therefore it is referred to as widowhood. But when redemption comes, kivo alayech osayech, for your master is your maker. Hashem Tzvakos Shemo. Hashem is the Lord of hosts. He is not only your master, but he is the master of all. That is the connotation of the name of Hashem, Hashem Tzvakos. V'go'alech Kedosh Yisrael, Elokei Kol Yisrael. And your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, is called the God of the whole earth. The humiliation will end because our Protector and our Redeemer is in control of everything. There is nothing that can challenge him and therefore trespass upon us. For like a wife that has been forsaken and saddened, Hashem calls you. Can one reject the wife of his youth, says Hashem? This inspires the obvious implied question, but you did reject the wife of your youth, to which Hashem responds, Berega katon azavtich, for a brief moment I left you. Uverachamim gedolim akabtzich, but with vast mercy I will gather you in. Even though thousands of years of exile are hardly a brief moment in our human limited capacity, they will be insignificant compared with the great mercy with which Hashem gathers us in. Beshetzef ketzef histarti panai rega mimich, in a slight anger, for a moment, I hid my face from you. Uvechesed olam richabtich amar goalech Hashem. But with everlasting kindness, I have mercy, says Hashem. The Navi here uses the word hester panim, literally Hashem hiding his face. Hester panim is when Hashem's omnipotence is not readily observable. He pulls back his influence, so to speak, in order that we be forced to find him. Under these circumstances, evil and negative values become pervasive, which leads to destruction and suffering. This is the opposite of what we are promised at the end of days, with the revelation of Hashem and his power and dominion. These two verses, 7 and 8, present the same point. that the love and mercy shown at the end of days will completely overshadow the suffering and distance, even of thousands of years of exile. Sometimes the maintenance of a relationship demands distance in order to survive. But when the love and commitment is there, as it is between us and Hashem, the distance is only a means. And then when the parties can finally be reunited, the reunion is so much stronger than the distance that it erases the pain and separation before it. In verse 9, Hashem compares this final redemption to the resolution after the flood of Noah, where, in Genesis chapter 9, he promised that those waters would never again cover the earth. Kenishbati miktzof aleich migar bach. So too I swear that I will not be angry with you, nor will I rebuke you. And now I promise that after the redemption, there will be no more anger. Just like earlier in the chapter, we see a difference between the first two temple periods and the ultimate redemption. We need not worry that there could be another exile afterward, because Hashem swore now, as he never swore with the first two temples, that once we return to our land, completely independent and sovereign, we will never leave. Ki haharim yamushu v'hagvaos timutena, for the mountains may move and the hills may be shaken. V'chasti me'iteich lo yamush, but my kindness shall never move from you. Uvris shlomi lo samut amar merachameich Hashem. Nor will my covenant of peace ever falter, says Hashem, who shows you mercy. Hashem compares his praises to us to the physical structures that we consider most permanent. Mountains will move before my kindness abandons you. Do not think of my promises in human terms. It is true that I am now hidden, and if a human being did that, it will be incomprehensible to trust them. But my power and kindness are way beyond that, and nothing can make me abandon you. Although we are now still suffering, in the future you will have great wealth and honor. But of course, that is just the beginning. V'chol banayich limudei Hashem, and all children will be disciples of Hashem, v'rav shalom banayich, and there will be peace amongst your children. This verse is expounded upon in the Talmud in Brachos 64a. The sages tell us to read the word banayich, your sons, al tikra banayich ala bonayich. Do not read the word your children, rather your builders. Read this way, the verse reads, all your builders are disciples of Hashem, and there will be great peace amongst them. According to the Talmud, builders are the Torah scholars who build the world and bring peace. As we have seen all along and here as well, it is not the physical that builds and bring permanence, it is the spiritual. The Torah scholars build the foundation of our existence and the world's reason to exist, and therefore, those who build that spiritual world are responsible for its physical existence as well. The concept of spiritual fortitude building the world continues in the rest of the chapter. Still now in exile, Bitzdaka tekonani rachakim me'oshek, establish yourself the righteousness, keep away from oppression. And if you do so, you will have no fear and devastation will not come close to you. We establish that suffering and embarrassment will be eradicated with the redemption. But if we want to avoid it even now, we should do so by building righteousness and avoiding oppressing others. And why will this work? Hinei anochi barasi charash, nofeach be'esh pecham, umotzi chli lemaaseyu. It is I who created the smith who blows the charcoal fire and takes out the tools for his work. Va'anochi barasi mashchis lechavel. And it is I who created the instruments of destruction. I created them. Do not fear those who seem to hold the tools of carnage in their hands. Ko kli yutzar alayich lo yitzlach. Every weapon formed against you will not succeed. Our oppressors are more tangible and immediate than the one who is really in control. Don't forget that I am the one who created them and the very weapons that they use. I am in control. If you want to avoid suffering, listen to me. When we return to Jerusalem, the city will have been built through good deeds and upright behavior. We will not have to worry about the deception and aggression of others. It will be irrelevant to us, because those are only tools that are in Hashem's hands, and he will not allow them to harm us. But this is also applicable now. We see the weapons and alliances and guerrilla armies and terrorist organizations that have become more influential and popular and are achieving legitimacy in places we never thought possible. We see governments that begin to turn on us. The physical does reflect a spiritual reality. So, in exile, these things cannot be ignored. but ultimately we know that they are not powers in and of themselves. Hashem created these very politicians and armies and their tools. Unfortunately, in the past, he has used them as tools to punish us and to test us, but they are not independent. Because he created them, he will use them as he wishes, and therefore we must appeal to him and do his will to ensure our safety. Being scared of them is foolish. The chapter ends with an assurance that seems insignificant, but really is not. And every tongue that contends with you, you will expose as evil. This is a special promise for the time of the redemption, even though it seems mundane. In exile, despite the fact that truth is on our side, we are usually incapable of convincing others of that reality. Part of the consolation of redemption is that that will no longer be the case. We will have the tools to show everyone that our loyalty to God and our chosenness as a people was legitimate all along. Zos nachalas avdei Hashem. Such is the lot of the servants of Hashem. V'tzidkasa me'iti ne'um Hashem. And their righteousness from me, says Hashem. This chapter outlines the spiritual achievements that will be apparent at the time of redemption. The people of Israel have the privilege of building the world at its core through the soul and spirituality that give it real life and existence, upon which the physical world is based. At the time of the redemption, this will be clear to us all. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.